You're listening to Resonance, heard every Tuesday night at this time. And my guest has arrived. And hail and hearty, Jay Amar. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Excellent.
Yeah?
Nice to finally meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you too. And welcome to CJMQ, to the Orange Studio.
This is great.
Yeah, what color of orange does it make you think of?
Tang.
Tang!
Maybe not, eh? How about my our living room when I was 7 years old?
Oh, you had an orange living room?
Well, that type of thing, yeah.
Oh, we're going to find out all sorts of neat stuff about
shag you. Shag carpeting. Yeah, that's right.
Did you drink Tang when you were little, too?
No, we weren't allowed to. My mother was a health nurse, so we were actually a very healthy family.
Really?
Yeah.
So you sort of wished to drink Tang. Like, when you left home, you drank Tang.
I wanted Cocoa Puffs and Tang. Yeah, exactly.
Jay is a singer-songwriter from Toronto, but originally from Sault Ste. Marie.
That's right.
And you're passing through on your way to the Maritimes for quite a long tour. You're going to be out there for a while.
Yes, there's, as of the last count today, there was about 25 dates and more kind of coming in. So
really?
Yeah, I'm hopefully I'll hit that magical 30 number, but I'm going to be there until approximately May the 7th.
Till May the 7th.
Right.
Wow, it must be a nice time to tour out there. Have you been out east before?
Well, actually, my father is from Yarmouth, Digby area of Nova Scotia, but I haven't been there since I was about 14 years old, so
really?
I'm kind of going back to meet the other side of the family, so it's all part of it.
Family reunion at the same time.
Yeah, I really don't know that side of the family. We're from a very huge family in Sault Ste. Marie, though.
You are?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of eight, and my mother's... we had 13 across the street, 11 around the corner, and it was crazy.
Really?
That's where all these songs come from, right?
That's unusual.
Yeah.
That's unusual, isn't it? I mean, you know, French-Canadian families, you hear about, 11, 12, 14, mm-hmm. but...
Well, my mother was half French and half Irish, and my father was full Acadian French, so I think that's a good part of it, right? I'm here because of the Pope.
Let's listen to something from your album.
Okay.
You got your guitar out and it's tuned and you're going to play something for us. But let's start with one of the cuts from Halfway Home.
Okay.
We're going to start with a duo. It's called This Town Ain't Big Enough. Do you want to set it up for us?
Yeah, actually it was written... I was pulling into a venue in Toronto, playing at the Gladstone Hotel, and my ex-girlfriend lived around the corner. And I just had this feeling as I came closer to her area where this venue was, that if I ran into her, it would feel like... You know, we're in this city of 5 million people, and it still feels very small sometimes. So it just popped in my head to use that old Western cliche that this town ain't big enough for the two of us.
Well, yeah, you used a cliche, but there's no cliches in your songs. Lovely songs.
Well,
let's have a
you.
Listen.
All right.
Bear your crosses and send in the choir. Release the chains on this silent night. Throw your hearts to the sacred fire and go gently in to that good light, because we loved and we lost, and it comes at such a cost. And now this town ain't big enough. This town ain't big enough. Further down the line.
This town.
hide you in the lost and found. There's broken hearts all through this town, and it's no crying shame to take another's name.
Nice, eh? From his CD Halfway Home, that was Jay Amar with his song This Town Ain't Big Enough. And we were talking during the song, and I was saying how nice the guitar was.
Mm-hmm. That was Jeremy Rose, a jazz guitarist from Toronto.
Playing classical guitar.
Playing classical guitar for that track. I kind of specified that sound.
But it sounds like Portuguese guitarra.
Yeah, it does a little bit, doesn't it?
And that's what you were looking for?
Yeah, the idea of something a little bit with a little more flair than just a traditional country song. Something had a little more zing to it.
Would you define yourself as a traditional country singer?
No, actually, I think the best the way to define my sound would be more of a country folk writer. It would fall in that genre where it's not really traditional country by any stretch.
There's not too much of a twang to it.
No, and I've avoided that. I mean, I've done that in the past, and it's just not where I'm going. I'm moving more into uncharted territories now. It's I've been compared to a lot of my stuff has been compared to like Lyle Lovett and John Prine, and now I'm moving more toward like Tom Rush and some old folkies that I've always admired, and just trying to find my own voice. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's, sounds good. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it is. It feels like I'm finding it, right? So,
yeah. Seek and ye shall find. Eh?
Yeah, you
who
just
said
keep,
that.
I have no idea. Do you know?
I do.
Wasn't that God?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought so.
Himself.
Yeah.
Okay. This is your fourth album.
Right.
Is it?
Yeah. I was. Sorry, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
Okay, I'll tell you the story.
Tell me the story. Tell us the story.
I was, as I was telling you, I'm the youngest of eight children up in Sault Ste. Marie. And, my parents were kind of advocates of higher education. A lot of us left the Sioux, and I went to Carleton and studied English literature and poetry. And I was kind of a kid with an overactive imagination. And I loved literature. It was probably my first passion. And I picked up the guitar when I was about 16, and influenced like most kids of that. I'm 41 now, so I was influenced by like Neil Young and Cat Stevens and all those mid-70s folkies, right? And eventually, when I came home from university one year, and there was a contest with the CBC for songwriting, and I just sang a couple of songs into a cassette player, and they came to the Sioux as a result of that and recorded my first CD. So
wow.
I had 15 songs that I played to like a metronome, and they added a band after and all these neat things. And then I never did a lot with it. I kind of just played around everywhere. I was a wine rep for many years. And I kept recording songs and
you were a what?
I was a wine salesman.
You were?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know, it's crazy. So
how are you a wine salesman? I'm sorry, let's just take a little detour here.
How did that happen?
Yeah, like what does a wine salesman do? Who do you sell to?
Well, I was they had a division of their company which was they manufactured wine kits.
Oh, right. So like do it yourself.
Yeah, you do. So I was the guy that ran all across Ontario kind of dealing with the accounts. So there's 300 accounts at one point across Ontario, so I was given this massive territory, and being a songwriter and a performer, they were all behind me and allowed me to put my PA in my trunk and play. play whenever I wanted to, so I played everywhere and anywhere. So it was like this.
Wow. Good job.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it fit the bill.
Yeah, that's it. And so I just came out with all these CDs, and I decided to go all in, and I'm doing this full time now with my fourth one.
Do you feel like playing something?
Sure. Yeah.
Are you ready? Okay.
We were speaking about.
I'm gonna turn on your guitar mic there.
All right. Seek and ye shall find. So we're talking about a few things that this can relate with. So this is going on the concept we were just talking about God for a second, and that I am calling this the Midlife Crazies Tour by quitting my job and going on the road. The song is written exactly about that, being halfway home, halfway there through my life. And in the song, I'm having an imaginary conversation with my imaginary girlfriend, who's asking me the meaning of life, and this is what I came up with. I'm halfway home, I'm rolling on fumes, the mileage seems high, she's riding like new. And this open road has me dreaming again about paradise found and the state that I'm in, man. There's so many songs, there's too many lines to write them for you, to make them all mine. And I know it's rough when you look in my eyes, I play the truth wherever it lies, and it's all I know is I know nothing at all. A picture of Darwin appears in my hall, and outside the leaves start to fall. All I know is
fires in my hall, and outside the leaves start to fall.
Jay Amar with All I Know from his latest CD, Halfway Home. That's lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's live in studio here with me, and I'm Julie Miller here on CJMQ. You're listening to Resonance, Folk Roots World Show, heard every Tuesday night. We'll be here till 9 o'clock. I'll be here till 9 o'clock. Jay will be here for another little while, eh? A little
sure,
while?
Yeah.
A few more tunes to play?
I'm sticking around.
Good. Oh, very nice. That's one of my favorite songs from the CD. I'm glad you
Great.
Played it.
All right.
Well, the time has come. Shall we talk about Ian Tyson?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a song on here that he that has a link to him that he covered.
Yeah. He recorded a song. It was really what got me going on this full time at this, really, to consider it anyway. Just kind of his endorsement, and my phone started ringing from very peculiar places, and.
What happened? What happened with the song? The whole story. We have time.
You want to? Okay.
I'm going to sit back.
Okay. I wrote the song. I wrote a song about Don Cherry, and at the time I was in North Carolina visiting my girlfriend at that time, who was from North Carolina, and we were in a sports bar and watching NASCAR on TV, and eventually I had them flick on CBC, and I was trying to explain who Don Cherry is to NASCAR sports fans in North Carolina. So that's a very arduous task, explaining the rose on his lapel and his dog Blue. And we went home that night, and Lois kind of went to bed, and I started thinking of how I could write a song to explain Don Cherry and humanize somebody who's very polarizing.
Yeah, that's well put.
You know?
I think you succeed with the song, which we'll hear in a bit.
Right. I mean, that's really the idea. I was thinking it's you either love him or hate him, and he is that type of figure, and regardless of what.
And you love to hate him, you know.
Right. 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 And I didn't know Don other than just watching him on TV when he came on, this boisterous guy, and I just so I wrote a song as if I was Don, grieving over the fact that Rose had passed away. And which is very strange subject matter when you think about it, because I'm kind of appropriating a man's grief, you know, which is odd. So anyway, the next morning, Lois heard it, and she said, you know, that's actually pretty cool. You should maybe mail it to that guy. And I thought, well...
Mail it to Don Cherry.
Yeah, I said, well, I don't know. I'm not in the habit of mailing letters to famous people. And so I did that.
You did it.
I mailed it to the CBC, and
to the CBC.
Yeah, just the CBC.
Yeah.
And a month later, I had this a surprise phone call in the morning, and it was Don Cherry saying that the family had listened to it, and they were very moved by the song, and he wrote me a nice letter about it. So it was very nice of him to do that. And he said, you have my permission to record that, because it's kind of using his name and persona. So that was that, and that was really cool.
Wow.
And so I recorded it just on my little homemade... my buddy's basement studio, and I played it around, and one day, about several years later, I was reading an article on Ian Tyson in the Globe and Mail, and he was going through a very, it was called Tyson Comes Clean, and so I'm reading all about Ian Tyson and how he's gone through this kind of another breakup of a marriage, and he's going through some hard times, but he's this master writer, and I thought, you know, what an interesting, like, the poor guy. But he's had this great career of these amazing albums, especially even like since 1985 on his solo stuff. And I decided to write my second letter in life. And it was just like four
it's
lines.
It's going to become a habit.
Yeah, I should write more letters. And I just said...
I'm glad you're writing songs instead of letters.
Yeah, that's good. You're right. I just said, I think you're a Canadian icon and things will get better and I love you, man, kind of stuff. And here's some of my stuff. And I just mailed it to his cafe out in Longview. And he called me on my 40th birthday in the morning. I saw my cell phone. It said Tyson Ranch. I'm like, what's going on here? And he said, I'd like to record that song that you wrote about Dawn. And that was really amazing to me because he rarely records people. And that was being kind of plucked from obscurity. For him to do that for me was really big.
Yeah.
And so since then, I've been getting a lot of work as a result of it. And that's, you know, really why I'm out doing it. That's not why, but it's certainly helped.
It's giving you a boost.
Yeah, that's right.
Sort of like a jet boost.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you want to play it for us, or should we listen to the recorded version? What do you want?
I'll play it for you.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just tell everybody, remind everybody who they're listening to. Jay Amar is my guest in studio at CJMQ, and here he is with my cherry-colored rose live.
We're ready? All right.
Tough man, I had mouths to feed. Majoring in the minors, selling cars, roads, you helped me believe. You say, come on, Tom, put your game face on. You can make it if you try it. And no one really knows how much I've cried since my cherry-colored rose has died. Well, I'm a cold and blue. I'm a cold and blue is missing you. Seems like every time they put me in the corner, baby, and then they watch me fight my way back out. Watch me take the offensive and then defend what I'm talking about. You're the only one who really knows. I love you, Rose. I love you, Rose. But oh, baby, it seems the Russians only rush. Checks don't check. Canadian boys aren't politically correct. Don't you think so? It's not for the money. It's not for the fame. I love this country, Rose. I love this game. I can hear you saying, baby, come on, Dawn, put your game face on. You can make it if you try. And no one really knows how much I've cried since my cherry-colored rose has died. Missing you. Said I'm a cold and blue. Is missing you. They said I was a tough man. I had mouths to feed.
You're unrushed. Just, here you are. You take your time.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, is that true? Is that what you're like?
In general?
Yeah.
I'm not in too much of a rush to do a lot of things, yeah.
I know.
As you can tell, I'm starting my music career when I'm 40.
You're not starting it. This is your fourth album.
I know, that's true. I mean, getting on the road and nervous.
Well, there's a time for everything, isn't there?
That's right. It's an unhurried kind of philosophy, though.
Well, maybe it's the timing's right when it's right sort of philosophy, eh? So there's no sense rushing it. Anyway, we can go on and on.
This little community seems very unhurried, too. I love it here.
Yeah.
I spent the afternoon here.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
It's very nice.
It's a lovely place to live, the township. Well, isn't that... Well, we like you now.
Well,
you can come back anytime.
Hello to everybody in the township. I love it here. It's really nice. I really do.
That's J.A. Marr. giving you his opinion, and he's given us a CD to give away, so maybe now's the time to let you know. You can give us a call at 819-822-1838 the next time there's some music on. 819-822-1838 for one of Jay's CDs, his latest CD, Halfway Home. So Halfway Home, you're sort of halfway home whichever way you look, because you're going home when going to the Maritimes.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's neat, eh?
Yeah, it's true.
What do you remember from the Maritimes? If you're just tuning in, Jay is stopping off here because he's on his way from Toronto to a Maritimes tour, and like sort of the Maritimes, you know, it'd be Brunswick, Nova Scotia, PEI. Do you have any PEI gigs?
There may be one. Yeah, we're waiting, but it's basically at New Brunswick and Nova Scotia.
Yeah, okay. Well, and we have to include Newfoundland in there, because I've heard from Newfoundland people who are feeling always hurt and left out that they're not considered maritime provinces.
Well, I had
right?
to make the big decision. If I was going to go, somebody said, you want to at least spend 2 or 3 weeks there.
Yeah.
Because there's so much to do, and I just couldn't fit it in. So next time.
Good. Next time.
Yeah.
So you haven't been there, you haven't been to the Maritimes since you were 14. What do you remember about the Maritimes?
Just my grandmother's farm, which is right on the ocean.
Where?
It was down near a place called Lower Sonierville near Digby and Yarmouth in the southwest area. And so it was hilarious. Like a lot of these gigs are done through booking them myself, and some are through an agent. But I really wanted to visit see the old farmhouse and visit my uncles and aunts and stuff. So I called up a place in Yarmouth. And said, well, hello, how are you doing? It's not too bad. I said, I'm coming through as a songwriter, and I'm playing venues that generally accept my own material. And I know you're a pub, and you want me to do some Johnny Cash sing-along stuff. And then, we don't really book here, but... why would you want to play here anyway? And I said, my family is originally from there. You get down here right away, and we're going to give you a gig. And
really?
So they gave me two nights.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because
of that. I mean,
you're one of theirs.
It just seems like it, you know. They're, the cliche that everybody's so friendly there, you can just tell on the phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let's listen to a recorded track.
Okay.
We'll give the callers time to call.
All right.
Shall we listen to Carry Me Back Home? Since that's what we're talking about.
Oh, it's a very sad song.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Want to set it up?
Written from the perspective of a returning Afghan or Iraqi war vet who is left on the streets and develops a drug addiction based on a documentary I had seen, and when I was originally writing a document for the homeless. So that's the idea.
Okay. Carry Me Back Home, J.A. Marr. And the phone number here is 819-822-1838 for a copy of his CD.
A victory parade. They serve for five in the desert, and then they dump you in these main streets. Oh, it's great and glorious to die for one's country. The great lie. Hey, we gotta move a few blocks down. I heard they got a couple empty beds tonight in Boxtown. Hey, I can't find my shoes. Has anybody seen my shoes? Who've lost the war, forgetting what we're fighting for. Fix me up with a little more, carry me back home. Well, the junk man with the crystal ball needled me till I took the fall. Let us call, bury me back home. Mother, where are you tonight? Wishing you could hold me tight. Save me from this dying light. Carry me back home.
That was Jay Amar from his CD, Halfway Home. Jay has been my guest in studio. He's played for us live. He's talked to us and told us about himself, and it's been really nice to have you here.
Well, it's been nice to meet you as well.
In the tang-colored room.
Yes. Nice to get to know the entire community.
Well, it's not, you said that you spent a bit of time here. Where were you? Where'd you go?
I was at the coffee shop next door, in a little bookstore.
Yeah.
And then I just walked up and down the main drag. And
you were in the bookstore?
Well, I was out in front of it.
Out in front of it. So yeah. You didn't get to go in and see the books.
No.
Yeah, because as I was saying, Janice Leduc runs the coffee house.
Okay.
The Friday night coffee house, and we're going to be speaking to someone who's playing for the coffee house this Friday in the last hour.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Cool.
So, well, good luck on your tour.
Thank you very much.
And maybe you'll give us a call on your way back and tell us about how
it went. Absolutely, I will.
Yeah?
I will, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on.
We're gonna listen to another track from this CD, and I have one more copy to give away. We've given away one copy. We have another one. So I'll remind you of the phone number. It's 819-822-1838. 819-822-1838. It's a wonderful CD. This is a CD that's going to just relax you, and entertain, and take you somewhere where. Beyond the surface of life. I'm not going to go into detail. We're just going to listen to the music. We're going to listen to, hold on while I punch it in, apple picking, which we'll be doing in about 6 months down here in the townships. Give us a call if you want this lovely CD. And thanks a lot, Jay.
Take care.
Well, I remember being just a skinny lad, spending all of my summers with my mom and my dad at our camp on the island in the North Channel, where the pies are made of apples, the sheets were made of flannel. It's Sunday afternoon, let's get the baskets ready. Call up Uncle Bill, Aunt Marie, Jim, and Betty. We'll pack a little lunch and we'll change our Sunday clothes, and we'll head out to the country where the apple trees grow. We were apple picking under the big blue skies. We were apple picking for making those apple pies. We were apple picking, it didn't matter the kind. We were apple picking, boy, it was a real good time. Well, we drive around the island till we found a couple trees. Well, we jump a bunch of fences and we scrape a couple knees. Uncle Bill would always stop and pick some berries on the way, which we'd put into our pancakes the very next day. Go out on a limb, son, learn to take a chance. There's a bunch of ripe Macintosh hanging off the branch. Rattle that limb and shake them on down, and what we don't catch, we'll pick them off the ground. We were apple picking under the big blue skies. We were apple picking for making those apple pies. We were apple picking, it didn't matter the kind. We were apple picking, boy, it was a real good time. All right, pick some apples for everyone.
Yeah, well, now that I'm older, I buy my apples from the store, but they don't look much like the apples from before. They're covered in wax with stickers on the side, and I don't see holes where the worms used to hide. Now I go home with a brand new mission. I take a little drive just to do a little fishing. The paths to the trees have become a little wider, and now I pick my apples for making apple cider. Apple picking under the big blue sky as we were apple picking for making those apple pies. We were apple picking. It didn't matter the kind. We were apple picking. Boy, it was a real good time.
Was Jay Amar, and it was really lovely to have him here in studio with us. It's always nice to have people visit us at CJMQ, and it sounds like he got to tour around Lennoxville a little bit and get a feel for the place, and he really likes it here. So maybe we'll have